The policy that was adopted by NCBA last summer says that we support first a voluntary, industry-led solution to the question of price discovery. And pending that success or failure, you know, if that results in, you know, us deciding that that's not something that the industry is set up to do, then we will pursue some sort of a legislative or regulatory solution. We did fail that first quarter analysis under the program that was developed following the passage of that policy. But that was not because cattle producers, cattle feeders, weren't offering up more cattle. It is a very impressive change that has been made within the areas of the country where we primarily market fed cattle, right? Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico as a region, and then Kansas as a separate region, typically weren't trading high volumes of negotiated cattle. And because of that, that's one of the reasons why there's been somewhat of a decline in price discovery, right? Because that's derived from the negotiated trades that get reported under livestock mandatory reporting. We've seen a fundamental paradigm shift in the way that they're doing business in Texas and Kansas specifically, because those numbers are significantly higher. And if you talk to ag economists, if you talk to market forecasters or analysts, they will tell you that that is largely due to our efforts as NCBA, working collaboratively with our state affiliates and others involved in the industry to bring those negotiated trade numbers up without the government telling us that that's something that we need to do.